Okay, we're on Daf Mem, Amud Aleph at the top. We're going to just learn some of Shnayas tonight, a little bit of beer. It's relatively simple tonight. We'll be done in no time. Unless there are questions. Rabbi Yeshua Aimer, Tainim Shchar Smalas is Levanas, Levanas Malas is Shchar. So if you have black figs and they get mixed in with white figs, the black figs together with the white figs become Batal, and Levanas, in other opposite case, are Mavatal, the Shcharis, the black figs. Anyway, so in other words, even the chiddush is like this. Even though normally in a taruvus, if you or if makir or something in the taruvus, it's not mevatel. It's nonetheless here it works anyway. Then it goes further. Igulei dveila, if you have round pressed figs, so you can have small circled figs and you have larger circles. Let's suppose the circle that fell in of truma into the mixture you knew was a big one. Or you knew it was a small one, regardless of what the case is. It's still the large ones will be mitzvah with the small ones, even though you know for sure that it was not one of those, right? Same thing with ha'igulim alas ha'lamalban. And here you have even a different shape. Some of the cakes are round, some of the cakes are square. That will also act as a taruvus. Ha'igulim alas ha'lamalban, malavdim alas ha'igulim. That's all Rabbi Yeshua's shita. Very liberal, Rabbi Eliezer. Oh, sir, he doesn't allow that. It's got to be the same. If it's a different color, how could that work? That's Rabbi Eliezer's taina. Rabbi Akiva Oimer, he says like this. He says kind of like a pshara. Biyodua manafla emalas azu. If you know what color fell in, so then or what shape, then it's not going to be mila. But if you don't know what fell, you know either it was white or it was black, but you don't know which one. It's a Safek Malas, then it can. Ketzad, Chamishim Tenu Shkairos, Chamishim Levanos, you had 50 and 50. Nofla Shkairo, a black fig fell among them. Shkairos Asuros, Levanos Mutaris. Obviously, the white ones are Mutar. Nofla Levana, but if the white fig fell, then Levanos Asuros, Shkairos Mutaris. But you don't know what fell in, what color fell in, then malasuazu, then you could add them all up and then mevatel if you have 100. In this case, Rabbi Eliezer is a machmer. In this previous case, we just said, right? Rabbi Eliezer said it was aser, and Rabbi Yeshua said it was mutter. Obviously, Rabbi Yeshua is a makel, he's allowing the bittel to take place, and Rabbi Eliezer is going to be machmer, he also, it's not going to be take place. Ubezu, and in the following case, Rabbi Eliezer make Rabbi Yeshua machmer. This will be the other way around, and it's not related at all to the previous machlokes. This is another machlokes. But there is literal CSLP on card. Here we're talking about, let's say you have a barrel, right? And yeah, in the barrel you have pressed figs, and then at the top of the barrel you put a layer of truma figs. So the truth of the matter is, I mean, this is not liquid. This is dry. Right?
You could separate it.
So if you took a slice off the top of each a barrel, you would definitely have removed the truma. But nonetheless, you're going to use, or blazer holds, that you could use the bottom of the barrel to be mevatel the top, right? So there is literally CSLP on card. You press a litra of truma figs into the mouth, and you do a izahi, but you don't know which jug he pressed them into. Rabbi Eliezer Aimer, Ryan Oisan Kilo Haim Prudus. You look at the truma figs in the barrel as if they're all separated, so, and they're all mixed up somehow, like some magic, and they spread throughout the jug, right? There's a Hazaktonis Malas Holiness, and then the bottom ones will be Mala, the top ones. And Rabbi Yeshua Aimer, now our Mem on the base, Rabbi Yeshua Aimer, no, Lo Salah Shehisha Meyakad. The only way it'll be mevatel is if you have 100 barrels, and then you have 100 tops, and therefore it will be bottle in the 100 tops. So that'll be a way in which the bittel will work. Okay? Very, very simple. So we'll just do a couple of minutes of Ian over here. You missed Omid Aleph already. Omid Aleph is over. Okay? Okay, Shabsi just walked in.
Sit in the Mizrach.
Here we go. Shabsi sit right next to me, Shabsi.
Really? Yeah.
Great. The game was so exciting, you couldn't get away.
No, I was on the phone with a patient.
old patient excuse.
My dog ate the homework.
You should have said you were watching the game.
Yeah. We're up to minimum base. We just learned a mission. We just learned the Mishnah that says that if you have black and white, this is very simple. Black and white figs, right? They can get mixed up in a barrel. Let's say you have 50 chulin white figs, 50 chulin black figs, and you have one black fig of truma falls into that teruvus. What would you think the din should be? Could the 100 be mevatel the one black fig?
When you see it clearly, you would think that it's not mevatel.
Right, that's what you would think. Rabbi Yeshua says it's mevatel, or blows and holds it's not mevatel. And Rabbi Kiva says it depends whether you know what fell in, you don't know what fell in. If you're not sure what fell in, then the two of them can be mitzarved to mevatel. That's the Mishnah. Rabbi Isi b'shem Rabbi Yochanan says, Taima de Rabbi Lazar, the reason... Oh, yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. I didn't do the 2 minutes of Ian. You're right. Let me back up. So let's do footnote number one on Mem on the base. So we're talking about isolating the figs on the top of the barrel from the rest of them, okay? Now, we have the positions of Rabbi Eliezer. What he points out here is that Rabbi Eliezer and Yeshua seems to contradict their own shitas, right? In the case where it's clear...
Black and white.
Black and white. Rabbi Yeshua on the ratio of the Mishnah says it's okay. It'll be mevatel anyway. In the Seifa, he says that the fact that the bottom is so clearly an entity in and of itself, it's pressed down. So therefore, I'm not going to look at it as if it's mixed up, and therefore, it's not going to be mitzarif. That's a reversal of his position.
Right.
And the opposite with Rabbi Eliezer. In the ratio, he said that since black and white isn't identifiable, it's not mevatlet. And in the Sefer, even though it is identifiable, he does say it's mevatlet. So what's going on over here? So he quotes over here from the Tosis Yontif, who quotes the Tosis in Zvachim. It's like this. It's the third paragraph down. He says, in the case of the mixture, he's explaining Rabbi Eliezer. In the case of the mixture of black and white, it's impossible for black figs to become intermingled with and indistinguishable from the white truma figs. It's not possible to have a taruvus that you're not going to see the obvious distinctions in the figs right in front of you. So regardless of what you're going to do, it's not going to change. Therefore, that's where he holds it's not going to work. Right? It's indistinguishable. Masha Enkein, in the case of the barrels, right? Even though in the situation that we're in, it happens to be that those are all pressed down on the bottom of the barrel, and you have just the truma at the top of the barrel. But in theory, you could take a big wand and roll and mix them up, and it would be indistinguishable. So therefore, since it's possible, it's different. That's why Rabbi Eliezer will be makel in the Sefer and be more machmer in the Reisha. The Tosis does not explain the other side, Rabbi Yehoshua. He goes on to explain it at the bottom, but I don't want to do too much. We'll overdo it, okay?
That's a very funny explanation because
yeah.
I think in the next daf we're going to have an exactly opposite svara. In the case of pressing together things in a vela, they become indistinguishable. And the Gemara tells it to the chitin.
Oh, we'll have to wait till the next daf.
Yeah, I
haven't learned it yet. Mixed up. Mixed up is that was that like a pun intended? It's Suffolk whether it's mixed up. Okay. Very good. So let me again Viter. So Rabbi Isi b'shem Rabbi Yechanan time of Rabbi Eliezer ta'enu shcharis shenafel utak levanis oichel es halvanis. So this Rabbi Isi is explaining Rabbi Eliezer's shita. And he's saying, look, Rabbi Yeshua, what you're saying makes no sense whatsoever. Let's say you had a black fig that was truma that fell into a taruvus of black and white figs. If someone wants to eat a white fig, are you going to paskin to him that it's also to eat the white fig? Of course not. this for sure is not a black fig. And we know the black fig that fell, that the fig of Truma that fell in, is black. So it's mutter to eat it. So how could you use that, which is mutter to eat to begin with, as part of a taruvus to mimavatal, the black fig? It makes no sense. That's basically what the Gemara says here, right? Does that make sense? And then the next piece is the same exact thing. The only thing is, the difference is, this is Rabbi Isi, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, explaining it, like a third party explaining the Machlokes. In the next piece, it is actually Rabbi Eliezer who says this directly to Rabbi Yeshua in a conversation. Same argument, just a question of who said what, right? So the Gemara makes the following inference. We'll say, Amra biyadua manoflu malos zu ezu. So the words, let's just see how he translates this. The words of Rabbi Eliezer say, meaning, from what Rabbi Eliezer told Rabbi Yeshua, you see what? That even when it's known what color fell into the taruvus, it's still going to be mavatlet, right? If in other words, well, the Gemara is kind of like by burning. If the case that Rabbi Yeshua is talking about is where we don't know what color fell in, then what Rabbi Eliezer said to him wouldn't make any sense. He Rabbi Eliezer said to Rabbi Yeshua, if a black one fell in, you could eat the white ones, so how could it help you mavatl the black ones? So it must be that he learns the Mishnah is talking about, well, we know the color of what fell in. If we wouldn't know what color fell in, then you, Taka, wouldn't eat either color. Both colors would be usur to eat. That's all the Gemara is saying. Mosei Amra, from the words that Rabbi Eliezer said, must be biyadua manoflu malasu azu. That even if you know what fell in, it's still going to be mevatel. Kahana Amar, and Kahana said, no, ain malos. Even Rabbi Yeshua will agree that if we know the color that fell in, that they could not combine. It has to be, therefore, that you don't know what fell in. Okay? In which case, obviously, Rav Kahana is not going to learn that that Rabbi Lazar ever said these statements, these previous statements that we said. He's not going to agree to those statements.
To mix the black and white to get to 100 to be mavatel, we're not going to do that because they don't mix, in essence.
Kahana is saying that, according to Rabbi Yeshua, it'll be mavatel if you don't know what color fell into the taruvus. So then,
because then they're mitzvah.
Then they will be mitzvah. Black right. and white will be mitzvah.
And that's the only sensible svara. I'm saying when it's when you know what fell.
That's exactly what Rabbi Kiva said, which is the next line of the Gemara. You will come into the next line of the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Aldai take the kahana man bein Rabbi Yeshua to Rabbi Akiva." That's exactly what the Gemara's kasha is. So that sounds exactly like what Rabbi Kiva said. That it's only a question if it's a suffix. So the Gemara answers that the difference between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Kiva is this subtle difference, and that's b'shayada v'shokach. That, let's suppose you knew when it fell in what color it was, but then you forgot. Right? So you knew at the time of the nefila.
You don't know now, so what's the difference?
But now you don't know. So how do you view it?
Uh-huh.
So Rabbi Yeshua says,
it was known, so therefore,
it's batel.
So Adai take Rabbi Yeshua Maila. According to Rabbi Yeshua, he's going to be more makel than Rabbi Kiva.
So it's been starved.
So it'll be starved because you forgot. Now that you forgot, who cares that you once knew? Adai to Rabbi Kiva Eino Maila. Rabbi Kiva is going to hold no, it's not Maila. Only, like number 8 says, since the color was known at the time it fell in, the prohibition remains in effect even when you subsequently forget.
When you did know, something became prohibited.
The issa remains, correct. Okay, that's basically the Gemara. So that explains the Machlokas. The Gemara now is going to elaborate on Rabbi Yeshua's opinion, according to Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar, that the white and black fluent figs combine even when the fig's color is known. And the Gemara is going to basically say this. So before we even continue, The only way to make sense of this, I mean, is this ridiculous? I mean, how do you make sense of this? How could you be so blatantly? It's almost foolish. What do you mean black and white? You're I mean, stuff. Just because it's the same.
You have to make believe in a certain
way. Making believe? What are we playing games over here? Black fig falls into 50 black figs, and there's 50 white figs. We're going to say it's bottle because 50 plus 50 equals 100? What the only the way to make of sense of that is to say that this is only a dinder up on it.
Wait, it's a kula.
This is a special kula by Demua, not found anywhere else in the Torah. Mm-hmm. And that, by the way, the note footnotes say that this is only a kula by Demua, no other place in the Torah. How is that possible? It must be that there was bittul on a deraisa level. That's what I was going to say right now. And it says, Shem bar bo b'shem yechem, he shenof l'shkara achas l'tok sh'tayim. That one black fig fell into two black figs, right? Okay. So you had one black fig of truma falls into two black figs of chulin. Minat tyra is batel barof. So since you're starting off with something which is only an issa d'rabbanan, so that's where you could have Rabbi Shimon saying this. Right. Wild kula about black and white.
Looks like that.
The derice oil was anyway bottle.
Right. So looks like. Let's say there's only one black pig, other black pig, then it wouldn't be.
Then it wouldn't be bottle. Yeah. In that case, he would never have said it. In other words, if let's suppose there were not 50 and 50, let's say there was two black figs and 98 white figs, bottle. It would not be bottle.
Why not? Why?
Because it was never bottle derice. One black fig.
No, and two. You said two black figs and 98.
Sorry, I meant
right. One, meaning total two.
Total two. I should have said that right. Right. You're right. It's 99. You're right. 99 white and one black. You're right. I'm saying the right number. And one black fig falls into that.
Right. That's not bata.
That would not be.
But it looks like the Rambam is supposed to look like Rabbi Akiva.
The Rambam probably would, I would imagine.
I just see the letter here. It says Maimon Sham Alochah Aleph. So, and it's Eino Male. It's when Rabbi Akiva says Eino Male. So the trick doesn't work. The black and white trick doesn't work.
Yeah.
If you don't know, so then okay. Then you're fine. That's what it seems like, right?
What do you mean? If you can, you'd find a 51 or 50, you'd know which one.
Yeah, the Rosh Cirillo in the left column, he quotes the
wrong. 50. You don't know which one fell in.
So you're not obligated to count them?
You would think that you can count them.
Yeah, you can count them. What about that? That's a great question.
What was that?
If you had 50 and 50 and you don't know what fell in, count them.
If you have 51 and 50, you know that it was a black one that fell in.
Very good. Very good. If you knew,
that's a good question.
That's assuming you knew the count.
Right? No, I'm saying we know, right? We know that it's 50 and 50. It has. You're saying the 50 and 50 is an example. It could be 62 and 38.
It could be 60 and 60. I mean, we don't know.
No. We need a minimum of 100, but I'm saying it could be 62 and 38.
What I'm saying is we don't necessarily know.
The number.
Right. As long as
it's just a bunch of white and a bunch of black.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you're right.
No. It's Shopsy. Yeah, that's a great question. If you know that it's 50 and 50 and you count.
Then
there's no excuse. Even with not knowing what fell in. But if you don't know the count and one fell in, then it would work.
Yeah.
And it could be the example of 50-50 is just an example, meaning it could be 38 and 62 or whatever.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
So you just don't know. It's random.
Right. It could be 50-50 is just a random number, right. Meaning 38 and 62.
It could be 52 and 52.
Right.
So, right?
Right.
It's just, it's establishing that the minimum has to be 100.
Right.
And he said, he says, Rosh Cirillo says in the second column here on the left, Pasa Karambam Zal, Perak Yudalet, Trumas, Halacha Aleph, right? Chapter 14, Kirub Akiva. Ukirav Kahano, the Kivan the Yoda, a filo shochachaka, harekulon medumos, anchiyarba, and meo mikomen. That once you knew, you have to be machmer.
Sure. So you need 100 of each.
You need 100 of each to bottle it.
Which makes absolute sense. Because it makes no sense to put 50 right. black and 50 right. white together and say it's bottle.
That's all, folks.
Are we stopping?
That's all for tonight.
No.
We'll do 41 tomorrow night. That's our show.